إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد. Indeed our praise is due to Allah تبارك وتعالى. We praise him as he deserves to be praised. We ask for his aid and his assistance and we seek his forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah تبارك وتعالى from the evil of our own souls and from the evil of our wicked actions. Whomsoever Allah عز وجل guides, then none can misguide. And whomsoever Allah عز وجل misguides, then none can guide. I testify that none has the right to be worshipped in truth except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone without any partners. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger to proceed. I'lamu ibad Allah. Know, servants of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, anna sabra ala hada deen طريق إلى جنات النعيم. No servants of Allah تبارك وتعالى, as each and every one of us is nothing but a servant of Allah, that patience upon this religion of Islam is a path that leads to the eternal bliss of paradise. And no doubt it requires patience, but the rewards are great. So glad tidings to those who are persevering in pursuit of the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And for those who have embraced a path that angers Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then the time has come to come back. Brothers and sisters, listen, Allah Azza wa Jal, he tells us, fi kitabihi al-kareem, in his book, إِنَّ الْأَبَرَارَ يَشْرَبُونَ مِنْ كَأْسٍ كَانَ مِزَاجُهَا كَافُورًا. Verily the pious, they shall drink cups of wine mixed with water from a spring known as Kafur in paradise. The pious will enjoy eternal bliss in paradise. The pious will see Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in paradise. But listen, brothers and sisters, what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he said concerning these individuals that attain paradise. He said, وَجَزَاهُمْ بِمَا صَبَرُوا جَنَّةً وَحَرِيرًا. Allah rewarded them due to their patience. Patience does not stop until the angel of death comes and takes your soul. If you hear anyone saying, I was patient for such and such amount of time, and they utilize that to justify their disobedience, make dua for Allah to guide that person because they have been blinded from reality. Allah tells us in these ayat, إِنَّ الْأَبَرَارَ يَشْرَبُونَ مِنْ كَأْسٍ كَانَ مِزَاجُهَا كَافُورًا. Verily the pious, they will drink cups of wine mixed with water. It will not intoxicate you. Better than anything in this world, from a spring in paradise known as Kafur. But Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us that these individuals, وَجَزَاهُمْ بِمَا صَبَرُوا, Allah rewarded them due to their patience, جَنَّةً وَحَرِيرًا. He rewarded them with a garden in paradise, and likewise silk, and all types of enjoyments. Brothers and sisters, in another ayah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he tells us, وَالَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِمْ. Those who are patient, seeking the face of their Lord. Now, we're not doing this for any of the creation. We're not doing this for Zayda Abdullah. We're not doing this for our wife or for our husband. We're doing this, we're trying to fear Allah because we're in pursuit of the pleasure of Allah. Because we're in pursuit of paradise. And that doesn't stop until the angel of death comes and takes the soul from the body. Ya Abdullah wa Ya Amatullah. وَالَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِمْ وَأَقَامُ الصَّلَاةِ. And they establish the prayer. They are patient in the obedience of Allah. Their patience in staying away from what is haram. They're patient in performing the salah. For the men, they're patient, and if they can, they go to the masjid to offer the salah in the jama'ah, the house, the masjid, the house of every pious person. وَأَنْفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً. And they spend from what Allah Azza wa Jalla has given them privately and publicly. وَيَدْرَؤُونَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ السَّيِّئَةِ. And they repel evil with good. Look what Allah Azza wa Jalla said about these individuals. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عُقْبَ الدَّارِ. For them is the best abode, meaning paradise. The angels, حَمِدَكُمْ اللَّهِ. These individuals that Allah Azza wa Jalla described in this ayah. وَالَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ رَبِّهِمْ. Those who are patient, seeking the pleasure, seeking the face of Allah Azza wa Jalla, tabaraka wa ta'ala. And they established the prayer, وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ. وَأَنْفَقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ. And they spend from what Allah bestowed upon them, سِرًّا وَعَلَانِيَةً. وَيَدْرَؤُونَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ السَّيِّئَةِ. And they repel evil with good. Allah said, for them is the best abode. Who's waiting for them, ikhwan? The angels in paradise are waiting for every servant of Allah that walked this earth and was patient. The angels are waiting for you. Don't worry about the wicked and the disobedient. Don't worry about those who choose to disobey Allah Azza wa Jalla. The malaika are waiting to greet you, ya Abdullah wa ya Amatullah. If you can be patient upon the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Al-malaika, as Allah tells us in the Quran, salamun alaykum bima sabartum. The angels of paradise, they will say to the believers, Salamun alaykum, peace be upon you due to your patience, meaning the patience that you had when you were living in this world, the perseverance that you had when you were living in this world, the endurance that you had when you were living in this world. When you saw people going to the nightclub and posting it on Instagram, you were patient because you were in the masjid trying to fear Allah. You were attending classes trying to fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When you see people obeying the disbelievers in disobedience, you are patient. You have endurance. فَنِعْمَ عُقْبَ الدَّارِ. And the best abode is paradise. Brothers and sisters, imagine that. For the patience that you observe in this world. وَالْإِقَامَ فِي دَارِ السَّلَامِ. Allah rewards you for with what? Eternal bliss in paradise. Imagine, as mentioned by Al-Hafidh Ibn Kathir rahimahullah, أو غيره, في ديوار الصديقين والأنبياء ورسل الكرام. And your neighbors will be the messengers and the prophets and the righteous, the truthful. Imagine that, you in Jannah with the prophets and the messengers. You in Jannah seeing Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You in Jannah seeing Prophet Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam. You in paradise seeing Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. And the other prophets and messengers. Imagine that, you in paradise with the companions of the Messenger of Allah. With Abu Bakr, with Umar, with Uthman, and Ali, and Ibn Mas'ud, and Ibn Abbas, and other than them from the companions of the Messenger of Allah. But it requires from you, ya Abdullah wa ya Abba, to Allah, that you be patient. Don't worry about what other people are saying and what other people are doing. Worry about yourself and worry about implementing the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the understanding of the Sahaba. The angels will say, Salamun alaykum bima sabartum. Peace be upon you due to your patience. Due to your patience and endurance when you are living in the life of the world. فَنِعْمَ عُقْبَ الدَّارِ. And now paradise, this is the best abode. Brothers, you will not even remember any of the hardships of this world. Think about it. 15 years ago, 20 years ago, you may have gone through a hardship. We can't even record the exact details about it. Imagine paradise, which is for eternity. You won't even be able to remember the trivial things that happened to you, no matter how difficult you may find them now. Salamun alaykum bima sabartum. The ulama, they say, bima sabartum ala mulazamati ta'ati wa mufaraqati al-ma'asiyah. Peace be upon you, because you are patient, being consistent in the obedience of Allah. And you are patient in staying away from the disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, let's give an example for the women. Because no doubt we're living in a time where there's a lot of propaganda directed at the woman, to pull the woman away from the fitrah that Allah is creating her upon. To pull the woman away from the shara of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, from the religion of Allah Azza wa Jal, which is in her interest, her happiness in this world, and more importantly, the happiness of the Akhirah. That comes in Al-Bukhari, a Muslim. In the hadith, فَذَّكَرْنَاهُ مِرَارًا وَتِكْرَارًا. In the hadith, we mentioned numerous times, حَبِذُكُمْ اللَّهُ. Ata ibn Abi Rabah, he said, قَالَ لِي Ibn Abbas. Ibn Abbas, رضي الله عنهما, he said to me, أَلَا أُرِيكَ إِمْرَأَةً مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. Should I not show you a woman from the women of paradise? Ata, he said, Bala, yes, show me a woman from the women of paradise. No doubt, ikhwan, may Allah bless us all to resemble the footsteps of those who are going to paradise. And may Allah protect us from the footsteps of those who are going to the hellfire. Qala hadhihi al-mar'atu as-sawda. Ibn Abbas, he pointed to a woman, he said, this black woman, she's going to Jannah. She's going to paradise. Why is she going to paradise? Why was she guaranteed paradise? Atat al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faqalat inni usra. She came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she said, I suffer from fits. وَإِنِّي أَتَكَشَّفْ. And when I am experiencing a fit, I become uncovered. Look, this woman from the women of paradise, she's complaining about being uncovered at a time when she's excused because she was suffering from fits, which is an illness. And Allah Azza wa Jalla will excuse that. لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. Allah will not burden a soul except with what it is able. She's excused, but still, even though she was excused, she complained to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about what? Being uncovered at the time when she was having the fit. What about the women who choose to uncover on Instagram? La ilaha illallah. What about the women that choose? They have a choice. They choose to uncover, or they choose to wear the tightest garments that they can find. Ya amatullah. Resembled this woman from the women of paradise. She complained to the Messenger of Allah that she was uncovered at the time of a fit, of which she had no power or control over. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, and she said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, فَدْعُ اللَّهَ لِي. Supplicate to Allah for me. The Prophet said to her, إِن شِئْتِ صَبَرْتِ. If you choose and be patient, وَلَكِنْ جَنَّةِ. For you is paradise. وَإِن شِئْتِ دَعَوْتُ اللَّهَ أَنْ يُعَافِيَكِ. But if you choose, I will supplicate to Allah for Allah to cure you. فقالت, she said, أصبر, I'll be patient. She chose to be patient with her illness, with these fits for paradise. Allahu Akbar. Whereas we have grown men. Many times you hear them talking about how manly they are, but they find it difficult to come to the masjid except upon Jum'ah. She said, I'll be patient with these fits for Jannah. Brothers and sisters, can we be patient to go and offer the salawat fi masajidillah, to attend the lessons of knowledge so we can learn our religion? Can we be patient upon the commands of Allah? Can we be patient in staying away from what's haram? Because what is the reward for the one who is patient? The reward is paradise. May Allah bless us all with it. فَقَالَتْ إِنِّي أَتَكَشَّفْ. She never sufficed there. She said, but also I become uncovered. So she chose to be patient with the fits. But it bothered her that she was still uncovered at the time when she was suffering the fits. She did not want to be uncovered. Allahu Akbar. What an example of majesty and piety. What a role model for the women that desire paradise. فَدْعُ اللَّهَ أَنْ لَا أَتَكَشَّفْ. She said, so supplicate to Allah that I do not become uncovered. فَدَعَى لَهَا. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam supplicated for her that she does not become uncovered when she experiences those fits. That is a woman from the women of paradise, superior to many of the men, except those whom Allah Azza wa Jalla waffaqahum ila mardatihi. Now, your success in this world, now for those who are being patient, regardless of what's going on Facebook, Instagram, no matter what someone sends you, no matter what's going on, mother. And that's one of the dangers, ikhwan. One of the dangers of over-engrossing yourself with the akhbar, what's going on amongst the so-called pop stars, or musicians, or rappers, or actors, is that the character's a thief. You keep following that stuff, your heart may lean towards it, and you don't even know about it. That's why, when you leave out the house, you're saying, these trousers, they're a bit high, let me put them below the ankle. The lehya, you know, yeah, I need to shave it. Are they going into the church? Let me go into the church. The character is a thief, as mentioned by Ahlul Ilm.
الله سيد تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اصبروا وصابروا ورابطوا واتقوا الله لعلكم تفلحون. All you who believe, be patient and persevere with endurance and guard your territory, remaining stationed at your posts, and fear Allah so that you may be successful. Your success in this world requires you to be patient. When does it stop? It stops when Allah Azza wa Jalla, as Allah informed us, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ نُزُلًا مِنْ غَفُورٍ رَحِيمٍ. It stops, as Allah tells us in the Quran, those who say that our Lord is Allah and they're upright, they're firm upon it, they're patient. Patient with the commands of Allah, and they have enjoyment in this world and bliss in the Akhirah. Patient in staying away from what is haram, and if they fall into what is haram, they repent to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and they ask for Allah's forgiveness. And then if they fall into what is haram, they turn again to Allah and ask for His forgiveness. Verily, those who say our Lord is Allah and then they are firm and upright upon it, they are patient, the angels descend upon them when they are dying, saying to them, don't be scared, don't be scared, don't be sad. Because due to your patience, bima sabartum, in this world, for you is even better in the eternal bliss in Jannah. May Allah grant us all paradise. Don't be sad. You're leaving your families and your loved ones, but you're going to that which is better. We are your protectors. Like we were your protectors in the life of this world. For you is what you desire and what you wish. Patience doesn't stop until that time, brothers and sisters. So those people who say, you know, I've experienced that, I've done that da'wah thing. What da'wah thing? This is living Islam. This is trying to get to paradise. It doesn't finish. It's never over. Likewise, brothers and sisters, Allah tells us in the Quran, ayat that we hear reciting in Surah Al-Baqarah, many times. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, tabaraka wa ta'ala, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْسٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. We will test you. We will certainly test you with something of fear. Now look, Allah is the most merciful. Something. Something of fear. What you can handle. Any test that you experience in this world, whether it's a test as it pertains to anything, your religion, as it pertains to your worldly affairs, as it pertains to your wealth, as it pertains to your loved ones, any test that you experience in this dunya, you can get past it. Allah does not put it in your path, except that if you fear Allah, you can get over it. If you are patient, you can come out on the other side, and you will be better if you fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There is no test, except that you can get past it. And we will trial them with something of fear, hunger, loss of wealth, loss of lives and fruits, but give glad tidings to the patient. Allah azza wa jalla tabaraka wa ta'ala, He tells us, who are the patient? الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. They are those when they are afflicted with a calamity, a hardship in this world, they say to Allah, we belong unto Allah, we will return. Brothers and sisters, if we have this mentality, when we're trial, when we are tested, if we are patient, because as we said, الصبر على هذا الدين طريق إلى جنات النعيم. Being patient upon this religion, the religion of Islam, the Quran and the Sunnah with the understanding of the Sahaba is a path that leads to paradise. ولا محالة. And that's a certainty. They are those, when they're afflicted with a calamity, they say, truly to Allah we belong. And truly to Allah we shall return. Now, they don't start behaving like they have no brains. They don't start behaving like there's someone who is unable to fear Allah. Some people, they're tested with things, ikhwan, in reality they're not even a calamity and they don't know how to behave. And because of their response, then they taste the reality of misery and they want to blame everyone else. Instead of saying, you know what, when I was tested, or when I experienced such and such, I was behaving like someone who had lost their mind. Because that's the start. When you recognize the error, you can remedy it. Listen, brothers and sisters, listen to the fruits that Allah has prepared For those who are patient, we'll give one example. Those who implement this verse that we find in the book of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, when they are tried with a test, a calamity, a difficulty, they say, Inna lillah, we belong to Allah and we will return to Allah. What will Allah give you? Listen, ikhwan, isma'u, the hadith is Sahih Muslim, and Ummi Salama, radiallahu anha, another woman. These are the role models for the women. These are the examples for the women. The person that tries to fear Allah and is patient in this world, he doesn't worry what other people are doing, because he's concerned or she's concerned with their own affairs. Am I being patient so that I can attain the reward of paradise? Am I being patient so that I can see Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Am I being patient so that I can be shaded on the day of judgment? Am I being patient so that I can drink from the pool of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Am I being patient so that I can be with the prophets and the messengers in paradise? Am I being patient to escape the punishment of the hellfire and the wrath of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? Am I being patient? Salama, she said, سَمِعْتُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولُ I heard the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم say, مَا مِن مُسْلِمٍ تُسِيبُهُ مُسِيبَةٌ فَيَقُولُ مَا أَمَرَهُ اللَّهُ There is no Muslim that is tried with a test or a calamity, and they say what Allah commanded them to say. إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ To Allah we belong. What did Allah command you to say? Allah commanded us to say, we belong to Allah and we will return to Allah. Allah mujurni fi musibati. Oh Allah, reward me as it relates to my calamity. Wa akhlif li khayran minha. And replace it with that which is better than it. Illa akhlaf Allahu lahu khayran minha. Whoever says that, Allah will give them better than it. Allahu Akbar. Look at the reward, brothers and sisters, of mother being patient, of implementing what Allah said when you are tested and when you are tried. When you're tested, you don't start looking for scapegoats. He's doing that, so I'm following him. He's doing kada, I'm following him. He's falling short, she's falling short, I'm following them. Wal-iyadu billah. That is the proof of the sufaha, the imbeciles and the foolish. May Allah protect us from that way. If someone directs you to good, you say, Alhamdulillah, jazakum Allah khayran. If someone tries to protect you from bad, you say, jazakum Allah khayran. You don't try and justify now shortcomings or deficiencies if you know them to be wrong. Salama qalat, listen ikhwan, one hadith. She heard it from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. She didn't say, you know, I'm going to implement it 20 years from now. She didn't say, you know, give me some time to grow, I'm not there yet. She didn't say, well, you know, alhamdulillah, you're at that level but not me. She said, when her husband, falamma mata Abu Salama, when her husband died, imagine that, her husband who she loved, فَلَمَّا مَاتَ أَبُو سَلَمَةَ When her husband Abu Salama died, قُلْتُ She said, I said, أَيُّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَبِي سَلَمَةَ Who's better from the Muslims than Abu Salama? Who's better than Abu Salama from among the Muslims in terms of this righteous man? أَوَّلُ بَيْتٍ هَاجَرَ إِلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ The first household that migrated to the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم ثُمَّ إِنِّي قُلْتُهَا She said, I said what the Prophet commanded us to say. In the hadith, ma min muslimin tusibuhu musibah. There is not a Muslim that is afflicted. Look at the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa huwa as-sadiq al-masduq. And he is the truthful one. He only speaks what is true because it's revelation. No Muslim is tried with a test, and they say what Allah azza wa jal commanded them to say. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. To Allah we belong, to Allah we return. Allah majurni fi musibati. Oh Allah, reward me as it relates to my trial and my test. And replace it with that which is better than it. Except Allah will give it better than that. Allah will exchange it with that which is better. She said, I said this. Do you know what happened next? In opposition, ikhwan, to those who don't believe in the divine decree. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ May Allah guide them. And they say, you know what? My life is done. And they go to a building. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ And they jump off the building. Or in opposition to those who say, my life is over. They don't want to be with me. And they go and they choose to take pills. May Allah protect us from that. And may Allah guide them and rectify their affairs. Because these are serious illnesses. Spiritual diseases for many. And maybe psychological diseases for some. And may Allah cure them and rectify their affairs. They don't go down that road. She said, I said it. And she ended up marrying the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She ended up marrying فَأَخْلَفَ اللَّهُ لِي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ Allah replaced my husband, meaning who had passed away, with the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at that, brothers and sisters. Look at that example of patience and implementing the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. As Allah commands us to be patient. For you is the enjoyment of this world. As we said, Allah connected success to you being patient and eternal bliss of Jannah in paradise. And Allah Azza wa Jalla, He said tabaraka wa ta'ala in the next ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. These individuals who say to Allah with their lung, I can only behave the way Allah Azza wa Jalla has commanded me to behave. The way Allah Azza wa Jalla has allowed me to behave. In reality, this body of mine doesn't even belong to me because it's mulk lillah. It is the possession of Allah Azza wa Jal. My body, yes, your body does not even belong to you, Ya Abdullah. And it is not allowed for you to do with your body except that which Allah allowed you to do with it, because Allah is the owner of it. Fahimtum hadha? Do you know that? Do you recognize that? That's why the one who goes out to get tattoos is cursed. The one who puts the tattoo upon somebody's body is cursed. That's why the one, Ayy Bikhwan, how can someone after 30 years saying that they're trying to practice Islam, they're running around with a tattoo, with something that may be linked to the religion of an Islam? That's Ayy. Fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. No patience. No patience. Allah Azza wa Jalla said for these individuals, Allah praises them, bestows upon them His mercy, and they are the guided. Listen, brothers and sisters, what Al-Imam Sa'di, he said in explanation of this ayah. He said, وَدَلَّتْ هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ. This verse, it shows us, عَلَىٰ أَنَّ مَنْ لَمْ يَصْبِرْ فَلَهُ ضِدُّ مَا لَهُمْ. The one who is not patient will receive the opposite of those who are patient. This verse, وَدَلَّتْ هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ مَنْ لَمْ يَصْبِرْ فَلَهُ ضِدُّ مَا لَهُمْ. The one who isn't patient when they are tried and tested will receive the opposite of that which was given to the patient. Which is what? فَحَسَنَ لَهُمَ الذَّنْ مِنَ اللَّهِ. Allah Azza wa Jalla will rebuke them. وَالْعُقُوبَةِ. Allah will punish them. وَالضَّلَالُ وَالْخَسَارُ. Allah will misguide them. He said, فَمَا أَعْظَمَ الْفَرْقِ بَيْنَ الْفَرِيقِينَ. Look at the big difference between the two groups of people. Those who are patient. Patient in this world. In pursuit of the pleasure of Allah. In pursuit of paradise. Those who are patient and those who are not patient. Look at the difference. Allah praises those who are patient. Likewise, those who are patient, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will have mercy upon them. Those who are patient, Allah said, they are those who are guided, meaning they can differentiate between truth and falsehood. Haq and batil. That's why, ikhwan, some people, they lose their way because they're not patient upon this sirat that they ask Allah to guide them to in every rak'ah. Whereas the ones who are not patient, Allah will rebuke them. فَلَهُمْ ذَمْ فَحَسَدَ لَهُمَ الدَّمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ. Allah will rebuke them and criticize them. Likewise for them is what? Al-Uquba, punishment, not mercy. Likewise for them is al-dalal, misguidance, not hidayah, which is in store for the patients. Highlighting to us, brothers and sisters, the great reward for those who are being patient upon this religion of Allah, and the danger of those who are not being patient while they're in this world. وَأَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُونَ وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ دَمٍ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد. Likewise, brothers and sisters, Allah سبحانه وتعالى, He said في كتابه الكريم, فَاصْبِرْ لِحُكْمِ رَبِّكَ وَلَا تُطِعْ مِنْهُمْ آثِمًا أَوْ كَفُورًا. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his book, فَاصْبِرْ لِحُكْمِ رَبِّكَ. Be patient with the ruling and the decision of your Lord. وَلَا تُطِعْ مِنْهُمْ آثِمًا أَوْ كَفُورًا. And do not listen to the sinners from among the people and those who are ungrateful. Now be patient. This is also applicable to each and every Muslim. Be patient with the rulings of Allah. Be patient with the religion of Allah. Be patient trying to fear Allah. Be patient in your pursuit of paradise. فَنِعْمَ عُقْبَ الدَّارِ. The best
abode and place of living.
Al-Imam al-Sa'di, he said, فَإِنَّ طَاعَةَ الْفُجَّارِ وَالْفُصَّاءِ listening to the immoral and the sinners, لَا بُدَّ أَن تَكُونَ فِي الْمَعَاصِي. It is inevitable that you will listen to them and fall into the disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. May Allah protect us from that. That's why I said, overindulging in following the akhbar, somebody's up to date with regards to what's going on with the rap world, which is irrelevant. Absolutely no benefit whatsoever. La min qareeb wa la min ba'eed. Somebody's up to date with what's going on into Hollywood. They could tell you the shoe of a person, what they're wearing and their size. Totally irrelevant, of no benefit. Too much indulgence in those affairs. As Allah Azza wa Jalla said, فَاصْبِرْ لِحُكْمِ رَبِّكَ. Be patient with the command, the judgment of Allah. Be patient upon obedience. وَلَا تُطِعْ مِنْهُمْ. He said, وَلَا تُطِعْ مِنْهُمْ آثِمًا أَوْ كَفُورًا. Don't obey the sinner. Don't obey the one who's ungrateful. Because obeying the imam, obeying the wicked, will inevitably be in disobedience. فَلَا يَأْمُرُونَ إِلَّا بِمَا تَهْوَاهُ أَنفُسُهُمْ. Because the only thing they're going to command with is what their desires dictate to them. The sinners are not going to tell you, you know, let's go to the masjid and we have to pray, we're going to miss the salah. The class is on. Let's go and we have to attend the class. Ya akhi, you know what? Alhamdulillah, let's go to this lecture. Ikhwan, let's go mada ila hajj. Let's go and make umrah. Let's go ila kada. Let's go and give charity. Let's do this, let's do that. Fast on Monday and Thursday. Let's do this from khayr. The immoral, the wicked, they're not going to tell you that. Because they're only going to tell you what their desires dictate to them. وَلَمَّا كَانَ الصَّبْرُ يُسَاعِدُهُ الْقِيَامِ بِعِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ. And brothers and sisters, Allah Azza wa Jalla commanded with patience as it aids the servant to worship Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Likewise, brothers and sisters, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, He said, commanding the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. However, this is also applicable to every Muslim and Muslimah. وَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ وَهَجُرْهُمْ هَجْرًا جَمِيلًا. Be patient, O Muhammad, with what they say. And keep away from them in a good way. Yes, don't mix too much with people who have no benefit to you as it relates to the religion and as it relates to the dunya. If being with them is harmful, then stay away from them. Be patient in your pursuit of the pleasure of Allah. Glad tidings for those who are patient. وَاسْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ. Be patient with what they say. They say, you're mutashaddid, you're extreme. They say, you are kada, you are super salafi. Be patient. They say, you're the manhaj priest. Be patient. They come out with a new title. Be patient. They say, you're a cult. Be patient. Because Allah Azza wa Jalla Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, look, He said to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, وَاسْبِرْ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُونَ وَهَجُرْهُمْ هَجْرًا جَمِيلًا. Be patient with what they say about you. And leave them in a good way. Al-Imam al-Sa'di, rahimahullah, he said, أَمَرَهُ بِالصَّبْرِ عَلَى مَا يَقُولُ فِيهِ الْمُعَانِدُونَ لَهُ. Allah commanded the Prophet to be patient with what those who haughtily opposed him, his enemies, used to say about him. وَيَسُبُّونَهُ وَيَسُبُّونَ مَا جَاءَ بِهِ. Allah commanded him to be patient with the abuse that they directed towards him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the abuse that they directed to what he came with. Now be patient. Be patient. Be patient and stay away from what many of the people are falling into. إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمُ اللَّهِ. Exposing their sins on the internet. They think they're doing something because they're throwing a party at a nightclub. You're only throwing a party to announce your disobedience to Allah. May Allah guide you to come back. Whoever it is. Don't anyone come to me after the khutbah and say, were you talking about me? If the shoe fits it, wear it. Yes, it's about you. And what? Let's get over it. Because we're living in a time you can't even give advice in this day and age. People take it personal. When the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to say, مَا بَالُ أَقْوَامٍ. What is wrong with the people that do such and such? If it applied to them, they would take it and they would thank the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If it don't apply to you, keep moving. Go past it. People think they're doing something. Boasting on the internet about their next party. Or their next event. You're only boasting your disobedience to Allah wal-iyadu billah. You're only boasting about you trying to tempt and mislead people from the path of Allah. Tabaraka wa ta'ala. And again, for those who are trying to be patient,
that is worthless to them, because the believer that's trying to fear Allah, the believer that is in the masajid of Allah, the believer that alhamdulillah is upright upon the commands of Allah, remembers the ayat in the Quran, remembers the angels are waiting for him in paradise. Salamun alaykum bima sabartum. Peace be upon you. Due to the patience that you had in this world, when they were going to the nightclub, you were patient. You might even be getting up in the middle of the night and making dua to Allah. You might be even making salat al-witr or salat al-layl in addition to the obligatory prayers. While there, the people are up to foolishness. The individual that Allah has blessed with patience is chasing after the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wa an yumdi ala amri Allah. Allah commanded the Messenger of Allah to keep going forward and proceed with the command of Allah. وَلَا يَسُدُّهُ عَنْهُ صَادْ وَلَا يَرُدُّهُ رَادْ. And he should not let anyone divert him. He should not let anyone stop him. Now, because success is for the pious. Success is for the patient. Roll up your sleeves. Put in the hard work. And you will see the fruits of your actions, Ya Abdullah, wa Ya Amatullah. And that's not a promise from me. Because who am I to promise? That's from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Rabbul Alameen, the Lord of all of the creation, the one, the only one who can benefit you, the only one who can harm you. He promises you that if you are patient, then for you is the best abode in paradise and for you is success in this world. We'll stop, brothers and sisters, with this hadith. The hadith, alhamdulillah, which shows us, ikhwan, in reality, the hardship that we're going through, trying to remain firm upon the book and the sunnah with the understanding of the Sahaba, is nothing to what the companions they endured. It's nothing to what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam endured. It's nothing compared to the prophets, what they had to go through, and the messengers. It is nothing in reality compared to what they had to go through. In our time, we can't be patient enough to stay away from Instagram. We can't be patient enough to stay away from spreading something that we shouldn't be spreading. Stop spreading stuff if it's not beneficial. We can't be patient enough to try and come and fear Allah, to attend a class. We can't be patient enough to do these things. If we can't be patient enough to do these things and any khalal deficiency arises anywhere, then we don't have to look any further for a culprit. We just need to look in the mirror. And again, ikhwan, in this no doubt is glad tidings to those who are patient. You see, walillah alhamd, the people who are patient upon the Quran and the Sunnah with the understanding of the Sahaba, Allah blesses them. Year after year, Allah blesses them. Year after year, Allah is giving them success. Year after year, Allah is giving them things from angles and ways they don't even know where it's coming from. That comes in the hadith. And Khabbab ibn al-Arat, qala shakawna ila Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Khabbab ibn al-Arat, he said, we complain to the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو متوسد بردة له في ذل الكعبة. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was leaning on a cover belonging to him in the shade of the Kaaba. So Khabbab, he said, we complained. Complained, ikhwan, about what? They were being tortured in Mecca. They were being persecuted in Mecca. Some of them were being dragged through the streets in Mecca. Some of them were being made to stand and bake in the sun in Mecca. Subhanallah, we complain because the number of people of innovation around us. We complain because mother, we may find a little bit of difficulty in covering, or we complain about we may find a little bit of difficulty in implementing the sunnah and warning against bid'ah. We complain, we have no right to complain. And if we complain, take it to Allah. No one else can do anything for you. No matter who you go and complain to, from the creation, can't do anything for you. Only Allah Azza wa Jalla can do something for you. He said, we complained to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the persecution in Mecca. فَقُلْنَا لَهُ أَلَا تَسْتَنْصِرُ لَنَا. We said to him, will you not ask Allah to give us victory? أَلَا تَسْتَنْصِرُ لَنَا أَلَا تَدْعُ لَنَا. Will you not supplicate to Allah for us? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he responded to Khabbab. He said, كَانَ الرَّجُلْ فِي مَنْ قَبْلَكُمْ يُحْفَرُ لَهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَيُجْعَلُ فِي. Before you, the previous nations, a man, a pit would be dug for a man and he would be placed into that pit. فَيُجَاءُ بِالْمِنْشَارُ فَيُوضَعُ عَلَى رَأْسِهِ. And they would bring a saw and they would place it at his head. فَيُنْشَقُ بِثْنَتَيْنِ. And they would cut the man into two halves. Before you, previous nations, people who wanted to be upright upon the religion of Allah, people who wanted to be patient, because they were upon the religion of Allah, because they were chasing the pleasure of Allah, because they were chasing paradise and they wanted to escape the hellfire, they would bring that type of person to a pit. They would dig for him a pit in the earth. Then they bring to him a sword and place it on his head, and then they would cut him in two. وَمَا يَسُدُّهُ ذَٰلِكَ عَنْ دِينِهِ The Prophet ﷺ said, this would not cause the man to leave his religion. Allahu Akbar. This would not cause the man to leave his religion. Where are we, brothers and sisters, from these examples? Like I said, now we're challenged on a daily basis. There are doubts out there. There are lusts out there. But it's easy in comparison to this. You have some people, مَا يَصْبِرْ عَلَى تَرْكِ مَسَاجِدَ أَهْلِ الْبِدَعِ عِنْدَمَا يُطْعَنْ فِي حُكَّامِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَعُلَمَائِهِمْ There are some people, they can't even be patient. They go to a masjid upon the sunnah, so they don't have to hear the khatib on the minbar attacking the Muslim rulers and attacking the scholars of Islam. You can't be patient with that. وَأَنْتَ تَدَّعِ السُنَّةِ أَيُّ سُنَّةَ تَدَّعِ وبإمكانك أن تذهب إلى مسجد من مساجد السنة إذا ما كان يوجد مسجد فهذا شيء آخر صلي في أي مسجد من مساجد الله إلا إذا كانت البدعة مكفرة This would not turn them back from their religion ويمشط بأمشاط الحديد ما دون لحمه من عظم أو عصب The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said The body of these individuals would be combed with iron combs that would sever the flesh from the bones and the nerves. Ways of torture, that they used to torture people in the past. They would go through their mother, their flesh with iron combs to separate the nerves from the bones. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, وَمَا يَسُدُّهُ ذَلِكَ عَنْ دِينِهِ This would not turn that person back from his religion. This would not turn that person back from their religion. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he said, "Wallahi, la yutimanna hadha al-amr hatta yasir al-raqib min Sana'a ila Hadramut, la yakhafu illa Allah aw idhib ala ghanami, walakinnakum tasta'jilun." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "By Allah, Allah will make this religion spread to the extent that a person will travel, be able to travel from Yemen to Hadramut." And ikhwan, that was a long journey back then. There were no cars. If anyone's been to Yemen, that is a journey in itself. Wallahu a'lam, weeks, maybe months, at those times. And at that time, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this, imagine, he was in Mecca, the believers were being persecuted. But the Prophet is telling the companions about the time, if you're patient, there will come a time where the people will be able to travel from Sana'a to Hadramut. They will not fear anyone except for Allah. Or they may fear the wolf as it pertains to mother, to their sheep. But you are hasty. That's amazing, brothers and sisters. What about us? Again, glad tidings to those who are patient. فَنِعْمَ عُقْبَ الدَّارِ The best abode is waiting you. And may Allah rectify all of our affairs.